Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
25 Kia K4 Sedan, named finalist for the 2025.
Clark calls it. Clark sets pass. Rush out of the net. Score!
Kenny Albert on the call. Edmonton wins. Draisaitl his fourth overtime game winner. And we're tied 2-2 going back to Edmonton. Series have been great. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Frank Saravelli says the Flames are interested in J.J. Paterka. And Marco Rossi, by the way, with the Minnesota Wild, who maybe he gets moved from Minnesota. That's a player that I know a lot of Sabres fans wanted the Sabres to draft when they drafted Jack Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
So Marco Rossi could be moved from Minnesota. But Paterka and the Flames, which...
It seems like a weird fit to me. But if you think he's gettable, then if I were them, I would make the call.
The Rangers traded Chris Kreider and Josh. We were talking one of the breaks. Josh said that there's a chatter out there. The Rangers are kind of loading up for an offer sheet. Now, who that right. could be for... I don't know. They don't have their second-round pick, so they can't do the one that's in the range of two firsts, a second, and a third.
No, like, if there was a Paterka offer sheet, what like, around what number would you expect that to come in at? Like, millions of dollars?
I would expect it to come in at 8.5.
8.5?
If you're going to go off, right, if you're going to bump his money beyond where he's proven, but with an a cap that's actually moving up. I think, like, is that, you think that's about right?
I think that's pretty good. Okay. And there are only, in the offer sheet compensation, between 7.02 and 9.3.
Okay. Then in that case, I would say, like, they'll go to 9.2.
Okay. Because in that range, there are only 13 teams that have the picks that can make that offer sheet. 13 out of 32. So there's that. Calgary, by the way, not one of them. The Rangers not... Actually, Calgary is one of them. The Rangers are not one of them. But, like, the Rangers, who were the team that were rumored to even be getting close to acquiring him at the deadline, the Rangers don't have the ability to do anything between 7.02 and 11.7. So, they could... You know, if he had the desire to go to New York, they could say... Hey, let's offer sheet you at 7, even.
Yeah.
But are the Sabres going to move? That's one first and one third to do that.
Yeah.
You want a late first-round pick?
Let me tell you the way they could do that. You offer sheet him to the exact date of his – to the timeline of his unrestricted free agency.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote about this a while back. If a team wanted to offer sheet off Austin Matthews when the time was coming, like a player like – Matthews, Eichel, you know, a top guy. You have that guy's rights, And ideally, you sign him for the entry-level deal, and then you extend him for 8 years. You get him for 11, and you buy up years of unrestricted free agency.
Right.
But if your offer sheet, if you're confident, like, this guy wants to play here, this will be his home, we're just going to offer sheet him right to the moment of unrestricted free agency, because that team knows he's going to leave, and they'll be afraid of losing him for nothing. And now I'm committing for, you know, 4 years. 4 years is not nothing.
That's a long time, though, to be afraid of losing a guy for nothing.
For sure. But yeah. If you had a player like, again, Paterka doesn't quite rise to the caliber of this kind of player.
He had to be like a superstar.
Right. But yeah. If you wanted to try that, you would say, like, think about the offer sheet that, was it Kotkaniemi got? It was 1 year? It was
1 year.
1 year.
1 year.
And the idea was, this explodes his salary in the short term. Ooh, I don't know what we want to do about this.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, it's just... there are ways to really play with it. And like, that's the only way I could probably find a way for them to offer him 7 and not have it be matched.
Right, because if I'm the Sabres, I'm thinking, wait a minute, I'm going to let him go there at that number. Sure, like the four-year thing and the UFA stuff. I'm going to let him go to you for that and just get a first-round pick and a third-round pick. Yeah, like, he's an asset. Yeah. I would rather match the offer sheet, and even if... I knew, well, he doesn't want to be here. I'd still match it and say, all right, well, I've got time, I've got leverage. If you really want it out, I'll work with you on a trade after I match this. But I am not trading you for a first and a third.
Right.
A late first and a third, even, probably. Like, I'm not doing that. You're going to play here until I get the right package. Because I got 4 years of that.
I would agree.
But like that is from my standpoint, that's a very fantasy-esque type of, like, if he's a person, you would have to have a guy in the locker room that you might know doesn't want to be here. Would you think that that's good? You might not want that. But I still wouldn't be bullied into, all right, well, I'm going to give him away for a first and a third because I'm afraid he's going to leave me in 4 years.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like, yeah. I just wouldn't do that if I were Kevin Adams.
No, I probably wouldn't either. I wouldn't worry about it. Like, I think it drives home that the Rangers probably can't offer cheat him.
Is the more smoke there is, though, make it more believable that he is going to be moved this offseason?
I told you months ago, someone that I trust would know indicated to me that Paterka might not be a long-term guy here.
But what is long-term? Because when I hear that, I think he wants, he's not a seven-year guy, but...
that he wants to go somewhere else. That he might... that whatever, just it might not be the fit. He might not be one of their guys. And there's endless smoke about him. Friedman the other day said the Sabres don't want to trade him. They don't want to do that. That doesn't mean they won't do it, but they don't want to do it. That was what Friedman said earlier this week. So they might just feel, we've gotten into this about Tuck and what is Tuck going to do. His contract is up at the end of the year. If he leaves, you know, you've got a couple guys in Tage and Dahlin and like Samuelson that's locked in. I mean, who knows if they buy him out. You've got some players that are locked in. Josh Norris is locked in for a lot.
He is.
Forgetting about him.
Well, also, what do they – this would, I guess, be different than the, you know – If Friedman is saying they don't want to trade him, that says they like him as being a part of the team, I would
or
think.
Or they think he's valuable.
Or he's valuable.
They're just like, no, you're good. We'd like to keep you. But if, again, we watch the Stanley Cup final. We watch the playoffs. Players that they would have known are good that want to go. All right, you're gonna. I guess I'll do what I can for you.
Because there's also, I mean, why did they, he would be a super version of this, I think, but why did they buy out Skinner last year? Didn't they buy out Skinner because he doesn't play the type of style of hockey that they wanted to play?
No, they bought
That's what they talked about.
They bought him out to save $14 million. That's what I always thought. I thought they bought him out to save actual dollars.
That's right, but if he was an all-around good hockey player, were they going to buy him out?
Okay, sure, probably not.
Like, because the goal scoring had come down a little bit. It is worth mentioning that he scored three fewer goals in that, you know, down year for him than what Paterka scored. But sure, okay, right. But Skinner goes, and one thing that was cited was, like, he's not going to play the style that they're going to want to play with Lindy Ruff. How do they want to play? And does Paterka fit to that? Because from watching him, or if you look at some of the numbers on it, like, he's a 96th percentile overall offensive player, and he's the second percentile defensively. And your eyes would tell you the same thing. Like, there's nothing going on in his own end. And there are turnovers sometimes, and he's not someone that's reliable at two ends of the ice. He's a smaller player, so he's not really giving you anything physically. So I'm not saying he's not valuable. The offense way overrates any of those deficiencies. But when do they think, hey, we need a little bit of a shift here in the way we play, and one way to do that would be, all right, if we don't think there's a long-term relationship here with this guy anyway, let's see if we could take that asset and spin it into something that is a more all-around game. I'm working hard to like get to like them thinking it's a good idea, but they could, couldn't they? The article from the other day about teams will take the wrong lessons from the Florida Panthers. A wrong lesson you could take is I don't want a guy like JJ Paterka. I need a guy with attitude, that's bigger, that can play in his own end, versus a one-dimensional offensive player. That would be the wrong lesson, but someone's going to take that lesson, and it could be them.
It also might be a move they were going to make regardless of a lesson from Florida, but he's a dynamite player. He's a dynamite young player. I mean, he's gone from, you know, second-round pick to one of my favorite players on the team to watch.
Yep.
And last year was a little, you know, less impressive, but still pretty good for the age that he is. And, you know, every time we talk about him, we get people to write in. It's like, why are we talking about trading this guy? And the answer is because everybody else seems to be. It's just tons of smoke. And I know sometimes if a trade doesn't happen, your response could be, oh, I guess that was all nonsense. Like, it's not nonsense. Like, it's definitely out there, whether teams are sniffing. And every one of these reports might lead to another team calling and saying, like, what's going on there? You going to trade that guy?
Yeah.
Kevin Adams might say no. What does Yarmo think of him?
What does Yarmo think about?
What does Yarmo think about J.J. Paterka? Do I got to figure that out too?
Quickly, I did like his season last year more than the previous season.
Yeah.
It was a better all-around game. Like, I saw him making passes that he had never even tried before. I thought he was getting a little too easy to defend with his shot. Like, he would just come in, stick handle, toe drag, shot. Was like the only thing he was doing in that last year under Granato. He shot the puck 60-something fewer times last season and had the same amount of goals. Like, his shooting percentage actually went up by more than 3%, and he doubled his assist total. So, even though he didn't score as much as maybe you hoped, and it went down by one, I mean, he had the points to back it up. Like, I think he was a better all-around offensive, offensive player than he was the year before.
803-0550. When we get back, a trivia question to take to Father's Day weekend. It's a very, very good trivia question asked by Mike Florio to Chris Sims. It's one of these ones, Joe, where I saw the start of it, and I did not complete it because I want to play along, and we'll all play along too. Good trivia to take to Father's Day this weekend. It's coming up here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.